Hey, stay tuned. We've got a lot of good stuff today, and we're going to have a good time talking about it here on All Things Apostolic. Thank you for joining us. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Monday morning, January the 13th. We're already almost halfway through the month of 2025 of the first month. It just seems like all of this is going so fast. So I'm glad you've stopped by to be with us. And we don't take a lot of time, but we try to have a good time while we're here and talk about some of the good things that are happening. Oh, my Lord, there's just really good things going on. We've had a great weekend. We were in the celebration of the first anniversary of the Rock Church in Turlock, California. The Rock Church Central Valley. Just started last January, and I think they're probably running 60-something. And have prayed through, I don't know how many, but a really good number of people for the first year of a brand new church that had no promise of anything. When we started there, Brother Casey Sees and Paula, his wife, and their three daughters, the Sees family, he pastors the church. He's also the director of faculty here at Wilson University, and also one of the faculty members. It's Dr. Sees here. And I was privileged to preach on Friday night. We had a great time. The building was full. Building is beautiful. I walked in and it dawned on me that I had preached in that same building probably 50 years ago. Unbelievable. And they had done such a job on the building, new carpet, new paint, new stuff, new, I mean, it's really nice. The building will seat about 150 and it was quite full. That was, they've just been in this building for a month or so. They've just been moving very fast for a new church. So we were thankful for that. They had service a Friday night. I preached that night. We had a great time. And then they had service Saturday day, big celebration, and Saturday night, and Sunday morning. So I preached Friday night. Jonathan Sanders, pastor in Kerman, California, and a well-known evangelist, preached Saturday morning. And Pastor Rick Mayo from Seattle, Washington, Spokane, Washington, preached on Saturday night. And Pastor Miles Young preached there Sunday morning. So it was a great time. Several received the Holy Ghost. New people received the Holy Ghost. There was visitors, backsliders, people that hadn't been in church for 10 or 12 years that were there. We're going to get them. So it's really exciting. This is an exciting thing. Then on Sunday morning, while Pastor Young was there, I preached here at the Rock Church in Elk Grove. And we're doing January, we're doing a little special thing of going back on Sunday morning and preaching the core principles upon which the structural philosophy and the growth philosophy of the Rock Church is based. And the way we've done it, Pastor asked us to do it this way, if we would, and we said, well, of course, is we have taken the little phrase that has been the slogan of the Rock Church for probably four decades or more, helping people become. And then it's got helping people become dot, dot, dot. In other words, you never finish becoming. It's open-ended. So we've taken two Sunday mornings going back and saying where the title of the message is, where did helping people become come from? where did helping people become come from? And it's a two-part. If you are a pastor, or if you're interested in such things, I would encourage you to call the church. I don't know how you order there, but I can give you the numbers. 916-689-7625. Ask somebody there, how do I access those two messages, the last two Sundays, on where did helping people come from? So the idea behind that is that there is a theological and philosophical premise and concepts that little phrase, which is endured, and it's just as fresh here today as it was when it was first given. Why? And well, that's one of the things you need to get the messages, and it'll explain why. In that little case right there, it's because the premise of it is an eternal one. The premise of it is comes out of the infinite. It's a theological thing, and the premise is found in Scripture. Well, anything that's infinite never gets old. There is no atrophy or entropy in things eternal. They're always fresh, and they're always poised to be actualized into reality with all of the original verve with which they are imbued in their infinite state. And so those concepts are biblical, theological truths upon which the little slogan helping people become is based. But you could have the slogan, so this is what I'm saying, if you could have a slogan, it wouldn't mean much unless it was coming through people who had a revelation of those theological, philosophical underpinnings, and those revelations are working through their hearts as they come to church each week and as they meet people and they engage people. So anyway, there's a whole lot to it, but it's interesting. I think you'd enjoy it, and I'm not selling it. I'm just trying to be helpful. They have worked not only, these premises have worked not only for us, but for scores of churches across America. And if you don't know what we're talking about, why not yours? Amen. So nobody owns this stuff. Revelation is floating out there and available to all of us. And so here's a chance to access some of it. The way we usually say it is it doesn't mean anybody's better than anybody. It means that it's like two beggars and we have found bread. And so we're saying, well, come on, share this bread with us. It's not that we created the bread. So yeah, good idea. And then Sunday night, last night, Brother Rick Mayo, pastor in Spokane, preached at the Rock Church. That's his home church. He's one of our boys. He's not a boy, but he's one of our boys. And his wife, Ellen, was able to be with him. Ellen Mayo, whom has been a part of this ministry for probably 55 years, 50 years at least, since she was a little girl. They are, what a great church they pastor, Cornerstone Church up in Spokane. It is a tremendous church that has grown. It's the foundational revival church in the Northwest. It is, their attitude is so precious. They've started two or three other churches, and they are all thriving and getting ready to start another one and open a teen center in Spokane. Already got the plans filled. God gave it to him while he was preaching one day. God gave this to him, just boom, like that. And so, which shows you, things that work come out of revelation. Revelation takes things that may have lain latent as possibilities in the infinite somewhere for a million years. But a time comes and there becomes an intersection where the time factor, where that works, where that will work in that period of time. Everything is constellated. And so the Spirit knows that. The Spirit knows all these things. And so he's preaching away, and God speaks to him while he is preaching about a teen center. So they're working on it. We were talking about last night. It's gonna be an awesome thing. And many of you have heard his testimony, which is a great, great testimony. It makes you smile. But God's used him mightily. And so anyway, he was here last night. On top of all that, I have a class that starts today. And this is a series of classes. This is the Wilson Graduate Leadership Certificate Program. There are 5 classes as we finish the master's degree program here at Wilson University. We taught it as 4 classes. Then when we partnered with William Jessup University, they said, well, the way we need to do it is do it 5 classes of 2 units each. But the way we did it previously was 4 classes of 3 units each. You get the same content, but you get it in a more concentrated and rigorous form, but it's only 4 weeks. And 4 courses. And so that the first one of those starts today. I'm always excited when these classes start. I've been teaching them for years, and I'm always excited about it because I see new and innovative things and that are coming on the scene that these things are so applicable to, that it's the umbrella is so broad that it meets the needs that people have in their churches. And most people that take these classes, not all, but most people are leaders in churches. I would say the majority are pastors. So we're going to start today. This is exciting. And we will start with stuff that none of them have ever heard, but that once they hear it, it opens their eyes. It's like their eyes are really opened to worlds that they did not dream existed, that are all theologically and apostolically correct, and that come straight out of Scripture. And one of the things these leadership courses are based upon is that the highest form of leadership in the world, which is biblical leadership, has its origins in the nature of God himself. So how do you extrapolate out of the nature of God the subject of leadership? So that's where it starts. That's where it starts. Now you can hop on the leadership horse anywhere down the line and give 5 reasons that every morning you ought to chew Wrigley's bubblegum or something to be a better leader, and 10 reasons that you need, and you got to learn these 21 things before you can ever be a great leader, and on and on. And most of those things have some good stuff in them, of a practical nature usually. Sometimes that they get a little deeper into the conceptual side of that. But nothing like you find in a theology of biblical leadership. There's just nothing like a leadership that has the revelations and is based upon biblical, theological leadership revelations that are found in Scripture, but not many people find them, but they're there. Once a person finds them, it's like, I wish I'd have known this a long time ago. How many students have I had go through these classes that are leaders that have said, oh man, I wish I would have known this years ago. So there's no reason not to know it. It's here. If you want to know more about that, go to info@wilsonu.edu or get on the phone and call Wilson University and say, tell me more about this. I want to know, and I want to be a part. And I want to be the best me that I can possibly be. So Thursday, I'll be getting on an airplane. I'll have a lot of thoughts in my mind when I get on that airplane. And I'll be flying to Indianapolis, Indiana. And Friday night at 7 p.m., I will be attending the funeral of Paul Mooney. A great man and a man of God who pastored Calvary Tabernacle in Indiana, in Indianapolis, Indiana for, I don't know, over three decades. I don't know exactly how long, but a long time. Who also was the president and I think founder of Indiana Bible College, which has been very impactful and made an impact on the apostolic movement, and who built a school beyond all other schools I've ever seen in Pentecost or almost any other place anywhere in Indianapolis that is just spectacular. The architecture, you drive up to it, it's like, this is just beautiful. And so, and then they have a college campus beside that. That's K-12, and then they have a college campus. So, and then they have the church campus. So it's a big operation there. And Pastor Mooney was there for a long time and did many wonderful things while he was there. So this is, he passed away a few days ago, and it's his home going. He'll be seeing Mickey, which is his wife, and they both will be able to say they already can. I made it. So the rest of us have to keep going. But so pray for their family. That'll be Friday night, and I don't know what we'll be saying. We'll be saying a few words there of honor and in memory of this great, great man. So it's a big week. How about yours? Are you starting your week and are you starting your year with some purposes in mind, with some goals in mind that you've said, these are the minimums. These are not the maximums. These are the minimums that by God's help, I will accept in my life to be done in 2025. And when I reach December 31st, 2025, these things will have been accomplished by the grace of God. So what are those things? Have you delineated any of them? Don't make a list of 85 things. You'll never get there. But make a list of a few things that you say, these have got to be done. Make sure some of those are spiritual, maybe even including some spiritual disciplines. I will pray more than I've ever prayed. I will read my scripture. I will do both of these things daily, religiously, and rigorously. I will do them, and I will have some disciplines in my life. I will pray that God will open opportunities for me to speak a word to people. These are things that I anticipate doing in 2025, and whatever else God has put on your plate. God bless you.